V'nechta b'sefer is the canonical status of Mikra Megillah, and both were a struggle, and yet, you know, this last halach on the Rambam. So Perek Beis, halach yidches, kol sifrei ha-neviim v'chol ha-ksuvim asid mi-batel imos ha-mashiach chutz mi-Megillah Esther. So the Ravid can't believe this. Amar Avram, lo yibatel davar mikol ha-tzvarim, shein sefer shein bo limud. We'll come back to his rationale, it makes a lot of sense. So v'kach amru, afilu yivatlu shar tzvarim milikros b'megillah, lo sibatel milikrosa b'tzibur. So the Ravid denies this. He says there's no way that what the Rambam seems to be saying could be true. And in fact, there are some who argue that this is what the Rambam means when asidin libatel. He means from public krios, but that's not really what the language of the Rambam says at all. The Rambam really says asidin libatel. So the Ravid, you know, trying to take a much less radical position. Kachamra afilu yivadlu sharsfar milikros bahem megillah lo sibatel mikrosa b'tzibor, that it will continue to be read. But we should take the Rambam at his word, where the Rambam really says that, you know, neviim and ksuvim will cease to exist. There is a parallel gemara, Masach the Nedarim, which says that we wouldn't have needed any of the other neviim besides Sefer Yoshua, because Sefer Yoshua shvachal d'aretz Yisrael hi. So it's not completely ludicrous to suggest, or outlandish to suggest, that's a better word, that the neviim and ksuvim, which were basically a response to the failures of the Jewish people to sin, the Mos HaMashiach, that will no longer be relevant, because the Mos HaMashiach will be characterized by Malach al Aretz Deos Hashem Kamayim Layam Echasim, that there will be a great, you know, sense of spiritual awakening. But be that as it may, then the Rambam says, Verei Kayem Eski Chamisha Chom Sheitarach Halacha Shul Torah Shebal Peh She'enan B'Telem Le'olam. The Rambam seems to link, and even the Ravid hinted at this, the fact that Megillas Esther stands as having something to do with the eternality of the practice of Torah. Chamisha Chom Sheitarach, the Torah Shebechsav, and then the Torah Shebal Peh, right, the two halves of the Torah. The Ravid was sensitive to this point, because he said the reason that we, you know, need the other Sfarim is Ein Sefer Shein Bo Limud. You know, Sefer Yeshayahu is the makar for Oneg Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, Mimzo Chavtz Chavadaber Davar. So aren't those halachos going to maintain? So that's a strong question that the Ravid has. But the Rambam's language is suggestive of the idea that Megillas Esther is really the of the same piece with the eternality of halacha, which is something the Rambam believes. As the Rambam always says, Imos HaMashiach, there will be no change in terms of, you know, halachic practice. Loba, Melech HaMashiach, Lesor HaSamotar, Lahatir HaSoaser, etc. So, if you take a look here down at the Gaus Maimunios, the Yerushalmi, Garsin Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Neviim Baksuvim Asid Li Ba'atel, V'chamisha Chum Shei Torah Einan Asid Li Ba'atel, Maitayma Kol Gadol V'lo Yasa, Reish Lakish Amar, Af Megillas Esther, V'halachos Ein Asid Li Ba'atel, Nemar Kan Kol Gadol V'lo Yasa, V'nemar Lahalon V'nizichron Lo Yasuf. Etc. etc. So it sounds like the Rambam is paskining like Reish Lakish, which is obviously unusual. You know, they're paskining like Rabbi Yochanan and Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So, you know, what's really interesting about this is Reish Lakish is saying that, you know, the Kol Gadol V'lo Yasaf, basically what goes on is Mamad Har Sinai, but Megillas Esther is a critical part of that process. Now, of course, that seems very familiar to us, because Megillas Esther, basically Gemara and Shabbos Taf Pechas, is actually a recreation of Mamad Har Sinai, Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim. So the way that I learned this Rambam is to suggest the chaf here in the Rambam is Harei Kayemes Kechamisha Chum Shei Torah Halacha Shel Torah Shebal Peh, because Megillas Esther is indispensable for Kabbalah Satorah. So that for the very same reason that Torah is eternal, Halacha Satorah Shebal Peh is eternal, that's why Megillas Esther is eternal. That's what Reish Lakish had in mind. That's the way the Rambam paskins. It's a remarkable idea. In other words, the other Sifrei Neviim Uksuvim are not needed to establish the eternality of Halacha, but if you take the Gemara and Shabbos Peicha seriously, Mikan Mudar Rabbalo Raisa, and the full Kabbalah Satorah was only Bimei Achashverosh, so then you can understand very, very well what we mean when we say Kol Gadol V'lo Yasaf, V'zichram Lo Yasaf Mizaram. Okay, that's in terms of the first half of the Rambam. I'm quite convinced of that, and that this has to do with Mamad Har Sinai and Purim being an extension of that. Which touches on another theme, which is the importance of unity on Purim. Remember, Vayichad Sham Yisrael Neged Har, Ki Shechad Belev Echad, Lech Kenos, as Kol HaYudim, Anim Seim B'Shushan, Nikalu HaYudim Barehem. Unity is a prerequisite for Kabbalah Satorah. Then the Rambam says something absolutely astonishing, and people overlook this diuk, and I think it's a critical one. V'Aval Pi Shekol Zichron Atzaros Yibatel Shenemar, Ki Nishkechu Atzaros HaRishonos V'Chinistiru Me'ena, Yimei HaPurim Lo Yivadlu Shenemar, V'Yimei HaPurim Ho'ela Lo Yavru Misoch HaYehudim V'Zichron Lo Yosef Mizaram. So what the Rambam says here is fascinating, and people say, oh, what the Rambam indicates is Purim will be the only holiday which survives. That's not what the Rambam understood. There are makoros like that in Chazal, Midrashim. But the Rambam says, what's going to be lost?
The Zichron Atzaros.
So there's really two things that are important about this. The Rambam is not saying Yamim Tovim, because of course Yamim Tovim are halachos. So how could the Rambam Shita? So how could it be that the halachos will be outmoded? But what the Rambam is saying is that the Zichron Hatzaros, we're not going to have like collective historical memory of our suffering. But which suffering will we remember?
Purim.
And that's a really important characterization of Purim as Zichron Hatzaros. Remember when we talked about at the very, very beginning of this limud, the dual obligation in Kriyas HaMegillah, Yom Ekrav Lo Sana Laila Lo Dum Yali. We talked about the idea of Purim as Yemei Tzar, and that's why we still have Tainus Esther. Even though it's unlike any of the other Taniyos, it doesn't happen bo bayom, it's not commemorating anything, but the idea of the ongoing vulnerability of the Jewish people, Akase Avdi Achashverosh Anan, which I cannot instill in you guys enough, which is such an important sentiment that Rava expressed, and the vulnerability of Galus. We can never forget it. We're living in a time, you guys know, that cemeteries are being vandalized, swastikas are being put on shul. It happened anywhere. I think it would happen in Germany, people think it happened in the United States. Things can happen anywhere. And the vulnerability of the Jewish people, which is really what the story of Megillas Esther is all about. So we'll always have to remember that. Even the Mosa Mashiach, we're going to remember that our historical journey was not a simple one, and specifically through Purim, because the culmination of that, and this is where the two halves of the Rambam tied together, was that the Tzara of Purim, to a certain extent, was the most protective Tzara. Because that's what caused the Jewish people to come together. Lech Kenoses Kol Yehudim, to reaffirm Kimu Vekiblu, Kimu Aleim Hashikiblu Kvar, and that's essential for Yemos HaMashiach. Because again, the Rambam L'Shitasa, the Yemos HaMashiach, is characterized by ongoing observance of halacha. So recognize that the Tzara of Purim actually had exactly the desired effect. Let's conclude with the line of the Gemara in Masechta Megillah that Gadol Hasaras Tabas Yoser May. Right, that what caused the Jewish people to get their act together was not all the drashos that the Nevi'im said, the 48 Nevi'im, the 7 Nevi'os said. They spoke so much from today till tomorrow, and it didn't have the desired effect on the Jewish people in terms of forming that cohesive unit and getting the Jewish people to re-engage in Kabbalah Sator. What was it? Hasaras HaTabas, which really links these two halves of the Rambam together. What was it that inspired the Jewish people to turn towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, even when it was a little harder, when he was Nister? Who is the Hasaras HaTabas? And I think we have to remember that in terms of Nishkechu Hatzaros. In Purim, we have to remember that what got us to that point of Kimu V'Kiblu was really a response to the threat that we all faced. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to tell Lou is that goes to Maimonides, just like he did Virchos Chanukah, wrote some interesting halachos at the end here that obviously were not included in the Rambam, so we'll start to learn the Hagos Maimonides here on at the end of the halachos. Okay, I think... I never know, but I think you guys are all going places today, right? Today is...